Heading towards 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock this morning before Thanksgiving. We're all ready for it. We'll be here tomorrow morning in spirit from 6 till 9 with a tremendous list of people who will be joining us early Thanksgiving morning. So while you're doing some of your work in the kitchen or maybe the big drive, whatever you're doing, be sure to be tuned in to News Talk 760 WJR. We're here with you for Thanksgiving all day long, matter of fact. And we look forward to that. Matt Shepard, Detroit Tigers play-by-play announcer, and for this conversation, high school football announcer extraordinaire, almost 25 years of doing that great work. And Bally Sports Detroit Football Fridays are presented by your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers, as we just talked about with Matt Demmer from Jack Demmer Automotive Group, representing all those dealers. And the high school playoffs take place Friday and Saturday at Ford Field, and WJR will carry Friday's games starting at 10 in the morning. And so with Matt Shepard, we're happy to bring in our Sean Belegian to talk about it.
Yeah, always great to catch up with this guy, an old friend to be sure. And first of all, Shep, happy Thanksgiving to you and Lisa and the entire clan. You guys going to get a chance to spend the whole day together?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, Sean, and Paul W. and everybody in your families. It's great to be with you again, brother. Yeah, we'll be spending time with everybody, so we're really excited. My wife is thrilled that we're going to have 30-plus people over our house. So
it's a great celebration.
What a blessing. what an absolute blessing.
That's going to be a great party. Congratulations on that one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Shep, it's been a blessing to be able to have this partnership with you guys at Bally's, the game of the week. And this is what it's all about this weekend. You know, I'd love to harken back to our days in sports radio and break every one of these matchups down, but time constraints obviously have something to do with it. But this is just, to me, this is a picture of what high school football in this state has become. You have teams from all over the state that are matriculating their way down to Ford Field. You have incredible players. This is what it's all about, Shep.
Amen. But it's also about stories, right? Because in high school, we understand that not everybody can move on to the next level. And we also understand that it's not one of those sports where, you know, you can play in a pickup situation, like pickup hockey or pickup, you know, softball, for example, or pickup basketball. Some of these guys will put on a helmet and cleats for the final times in their careers and their lives. And that's a tough thing to grasp. So we understand at Bally Sports that, you know, people are rolling those DVRs and going to keep these games for the rest of their lives because they want to look back at it. So it's not just about football players and the numbers that they've put up during the season. It's about some of the great stories that these kids have had in their 4 years and culminating to this spot at Ford Field. It's the ultimate dream. Every kid wants to be there, and we're lucky to be there. And for me, for 24 years, John Wengler, who sits right in front of Paul W. Smith on Football Saturdays in Ann Arbor, about 24 years. My buddy Rob Rubick has been doing it for over 30 years. And Sean, you do plenty of TV and radio play-by-play as well. This is a situation where everybody loves it, okay? Everybody on our crew in that truck and in the cameras, these are the same men and women who work our Red Wings, Pistons, and Tigers coverage and do such a wonderful job, and I know how much it means to them, too.
Hey, Shep, this to me, Thanksgiving's all about tradition. You start with being together with the family, obviously, first and foremost, the Lions, but let's take it a step further. This is a tradition. You talked about all the years that so many guys have put in, but this tradition, whether it be at the Silverdome, whether it be at Ford Field, Friday and Saturday means the MHSAA puts the best of the best together, and Bally's does a great job of telling that story as well.
Yeah, and all but one are on our main channel, Fox or Bally Sports Detroit. So that tells you something right there. And we, you know, we talk about the tradition. Well, look at some of the teams, Sean, that are in here who are traditional powers. I'll give you an example. Division 7, you got Jackson Lumen Christie, Herb Brogan. The head coach there has won 394 games, third most in state history. He's won 9 state championships. And they're playing Traverse City St. Francis, who I believe has won 6. And Josh Sellers has won a couple in his own right. And they've met once earlier this year, and it was a really competitive game. Belleville's looking for a second straight state championship in Division 1 against a virtual unknown in Caledonia. These are wonderful stories, and I can't wait to tell them. I'll give you one right now. There's a young man who was a pallbearer at his grandfather's funeral last Saturday at 10:30 in the morning, and then had to go out and at 1 o'clock play a football game. Wow. And dedicated to his grandfather and helped his team get to a state championship. It's little stories like that that we don't always hear about or always read about that we're going to get a chance to tell, and we can't wait.
Shep, how has it changed for you over the years? I mean, I always say this has blown up in particular in the last 5, maybe 10 years in our area. And with the increased coverage and certainly Bally leading the way, what we're seeing is a lot of guys being highly recruited all over the state. They were certainly few and far between, but we're going to have our fair share of stars at Ford Field this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a really good state for college football recruiters to come in and tap into, whether it be Division I or Division II. Wayne State, Grand Valley is on a lot of these guys, and I know you call Wayne State football. But you're seeing a lot of these kids move on to the next level in some form or another. There's a young man who's going to be playing this weekend who's not just a really high-level football player, but he's going to the University of Michigan to play lacrosse as well. So we're seeing it across the board where these kids, and this is the thing I love most about these coaches and talking to them, fellas, they encourage their kids to play more than just football. They want athletes, and that's what they're getting. And this gives them a really high level of exposure. In addition to, you know, the 8 championship games that we're airing on Bally Sports Detroit, we're also airing the Legacy All-Star game on Sunday. So that tells you something about our commitment to the game of football, the state of Michigan, and this level of competition.
Matt Shepard from Bally Sports kindly joining us. Of course, Bally Sports has it covered all weekend long. You'll be able to hear it here on 760 WJR as well. Are you paired with your old partner, Rob Rubick, all weekend, Shep?
I'm really excited on Friday morning, Sean. I got the first two games. I'm with Grant Perry in game one, Division 8, and then Division 2. Justin Sasanti and I will do the work. And then on Saturday, games 1 and 2 with Rob Rubick. So it continues to be a joy for me, and I'm really fortunate to work
Excellent.
With everybody. So.
Excellent. Quick question, Shep. Thanksgiving, we think of turkey there. Turkey is often cited as the star, let's face it. But what side dishes? You have a favorite side dish that you'll enjoy?
Stuffing.
Everybody's going there.
Attaboy.
You got to stuff my face with stuffing. I hope you guys are getting time and a half, Paul W. If you guys are working, you get time and a half. You deserve it.
Yeah, we get time and a half. All right. So stuffing or dressing, since people a lot of times don't stuff it into the turkey. Good to know, Shep, you're not alone. That's number one on the top 11 side dishes, most popular side dishes. Have fun this weekend, and glad you're with the family as we continue on News Talk 760 WJR.